there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back to Horror for the Holidays, Stocking Stuffers. Today I am joined by Jay Logsdon in some sort of trap? Question mark?
Jeff, seriously, I trapped you.
Oh, no.
This has all been some kind of elaborate... The cops knew you would be here recording an episode of Stocking Stuffer.
Oh, Jay, you told me you had leukemia and I had to come see you.
No, joke's on you. It's a trap.
I hate this movie.
Yeah, as we said on Better Watch Out, we're talking about Trap.
Ugh, God.
We're talking about the newest experience from M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, do we have to experience it, Jay? Do we have to?
We did, unfortunately, I think.
These experiences are getting right up there with Zack Snyder experiences for me, Jay. I'm getting worn out. I'm getting tired. I'm tired, boss. I need to go home.
That's too damn bad. what a movie! We're gonna talk about it.
In the words of Jay's wife, it was a movie we saw.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're not gonna avoid spoilers. We're just gonna talk about this movie.
You can't spoil this movie, Jay.
They give 90% of it away in the trailer.
Literally, the trailer beats you over the head with the premise of the movie. So, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to spoil.
My favorite thing, right off the bat, is that people's theory about what the twist was are better than what the movie actually was.
I mean, in a lot... this has been happening since The Visit. I mean, I think after The Visit, he's basically embraced the fact that everybody knows there's a twist. And so he builds a twist into every single movie, even when it doesn't make sense. And they just keep getting worse and worse and worse as time goes on. I mean, The Visit was already bad. Oh, those aren't my parents.
How about a beach that makes people old for some reason? Yes. And medical tests are involved?
Yep, old beach, Jay.
The classic old beach.
But, I mean, I suppose he could be doing worse, Jay. There's always that. He could be ruining beloved franchises like he did with The Last Airbender.
True.
So I guess count yourself lucky he's just twisting his own movies.
But, yeah, it's... I mean, it's what it says, you know, there's a concert for Lady Raven, our Taylor Swift-esque music star.
In case you haven't been informed already, it's M. Night Shyamalan's oldest daughter who's trying to become a pop star. And so he's like, hey, you know what? I could help you out with that. We'll make a movie where you're a big pop star.
And everybody knows her songs.
Everybody loves her. Yes, it was very Taylor Swift the Eras tour.
And so this girl who, to their credit, I mean, they got like a 14-year-old girl. Yes. But when I saw her the first time, I was like, is she like 22?
She definitely seems a lot older than she actually
than
is.
Than all the other like 12-year-olds in the movie.
Yeah, I know. Her getting revenge on her friends or whatever, it almost comes off as like you said, a 22-year-old bullying like some 14-year-old girls.
I gotta dance with Lady Raven.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so they go to this concert.
It's because you have leukemia, Jay. That's why you get to dance with Lady Raven.
they go to this concert and it turns out that there's a trap to trap Josh Hartnett's character, the butcher.
You know, he talks to the world's most well-informed t-shirt salesman, who has apparently been let in on the FBI's entire plot, who also allows him to breach the security perimeter and go in the back room with him for some reason.
My favorite part of the whole movie is like the mid-credit scene with him in it.
I mean, we talked about this beforehand. security at these concerts is already crazy because they're afraid that, you know, people are going to shoot it up or blow it up like they have in the past. And so you're not going to be letting random people wander into employees only areas. It's like this is already ridiculous on the face of it. Plus, when we find out that they really don't even know what he looks like, they're just hoping they can find him in this crowd of like 25,000 people at this arena.
They know it's a man. They're not sure.
That's literally all they know for sure, is that it's definitely a man.
And for whatever reason, they know he has an animal tattoo on his arm.
I was going to say, they have conflicting tips. They're like, it's an old man. He has gray hair. No, actually, it's a black guy. No, it's a middle-aged man with a tattoo. No, actually, he was a younger, good-looking man. They've got like six different stories of who this guy could be.
So they're just hauling every single man into police questioning. Starting at the top of the arena and working their way down to the ground floor.
Also, this is supposed to be an FBI operation, and they've involved, like, I don't know, 20 local police departments, it seems like, with the amount of cops that are around. And it's like, how would that ever possibly be secure? What if he is a cop? Did they ever stop and think about that?
I mean, it's happened before.
Yes, it's like, it makes no sense, but whatever. It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. We're not asking a lot.
There's like a trend on TikTok currently that's just people like pretending to be the dad. It's like, honey, do you want the Lady Raven corn dog? It's exclusive. I'll go get it for you. And it's just him it's just people like wide-eyed staring into the camera, like barely moving their mouths and just keeping a smile on their face the whole time.
Also, let's talk about the fryer incident in the kitchen. How would he get away with that, Jay?
Right.
There's no way.
There are so many people there, and not one of them notices him, like, putting a bunch of, like, bottles of canola oil into the fryer.
It's when he shoves the old lady down the stairs, too. It's like, there's a million people around.
He pushes her down the stairs, and then he goes and picks her up to take her to, like, first aid.
Yep.
And no one noticed that, hey, you're the guy that just shoved her. Like,
but, I mean, this is the tame part of the movie is at the arena. Things really go off the rails once they leave the arena.
So they're able to escape by basically Lady Raven is in on it that the police are this is a trap.
They don't know that yet. So Josh Hartnett grabs her and threatens her. He's like, hey, I'm the butcher. Also, terrible name for a serial killer, by the way. The most generic thing you could possibly come up with. I'm the butcher, and if you don't get me and my daughter out of here, I'm going to kill this guy I have trapped in this room. He shows her on the phone. Yeah, that's another thing. He's checking in on this guy. He's like got trapped in a room on his phone periodically. And so she's like, okay, I guess. Yeah.
And that was the thing. I was waiting for like that guy to be the butcher, like the guy he has trapped.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's like two conflicting serial killers or something. And it's like, oh no, this is the
Jay,
butcher.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
This is an M. Night Shyamalan experience.
An experience that we did. So they go to his house, and then Lady Raven basically figures out.
Yes. Oh my God. It's you, the serial killer, the butcher. Let me call she's like, I'm going to call my driver and have my driver call the police instead of just calling the police.
And then records like a TikTok.
Yeah. Like, hey, Lady Raven fam, this guy, weirdo's got a guy tied up in his basement. Somebody could go find him. That'd be cool. And of course, somebody does.
Someone does and lets him free. So she goes and, like, visits that person to, like, help set this guy free. But then, like, so she's in the bathroom recording this TikTok.
Yeah.
And we get. We get like, you know, what I'm expecting is to be this big reveal that like the whole family are serial killers or the wife's also a serial killer or something. Nope. None of that happens.
No, it's just, yes. Josh Hartnett is the only serial killer. For some reason he's tricked by his wife into eating a drugged slice of pie, which is ultimately inconsequential anyway, because he's already got a plan to escape from custody, even though he's not been caught yet. And the FBI profiler pretends to be his mom in like his delusional state. He thinks he sees his mom's force ghost praising him for not being a psycho for once.
And it's the mom from the original Parent Trap.
Yes. Oh, Jay, aren't I clever? I made the Parent Trap with the lady from the Parent Trap. God damn you, M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh my god! But yeah, it's it was something. And like I said on the last episode, the movie ended and somebody clapped. Like there was just one lone person in the crowd, just slowly clapping. And then when they realized no one else was clapping, they stopped.
Why would you clap after this movie? Well, you know what, Jay? I'll tell you why you would. Because the top, you know how Better Watch Out had that horrible review at the top of Google?
Yes.
Well, the top Google review for Trap is 5 stars. This is the best movie they possibly have ever seen, Jay.
Oh, no.
You ready for this?
Okay.
To not watch this movie because of its current rating of 2.9 would be a dumb decision. Make your mind up for yourself and watch it. I normally do... Now, bear in mind what they just said. I normally do base my decision on to watch movies based on Google reviews, but in this case, I can't recommend it. So basically, yes, I always use this system to determine whether I'm going to watch a movie or not, but you fucking sheep, you need to wake up and think for yourselves, because I like a movie that no one else does. But in this case, it's bad for you to use Google reviews. But I cannot for the life of me understand what these 1-star reviews are talking about. Well, we just explained it, but that's probably what they're talking about. It's like they watched a different movie or something, or just want to review bomb it because of some silly personal issues with the director.
Is that just a common thing? People with like contradicting views go like, they must have watched a different movie.
Apparently. This movie was excellent, and I can't understand why it has so many 1-star reviews. There are a lot. A tad too much singing, perhaps, from the concert. A.K.A. the directo's daughter, not director, who did an absolutely phenomenally impressive job singing and acting.
Is this Lady Raven?
I was going to say, I think this might be Salika Shyamalan, Jay. This movie was very engaging. About midway through, you start to realize who the killer is. Midway through?
It's the whole movie!
Midway through. And here, I think we found the audience that gives these movies 5 stars, Jay, and keeps him making movies. You realize who the serial killer is. He does make some weird choices that don't really make any sense, and he seems to have a weird plot armor that lets him get out of any situation. But despite that, the movie was very suspenseful and accomplished what it set out to do, which we're not sure. It did accomplish what it set out to do. It put M. Night Shyamalan's daughter's music out there for people to listen to on Spotify.
Yeah, you can. I think, download the whole album.
He was really emphasizing in the interviews about this movie leading up to it that the Lady Raven album was going to be on Spotify.
Oh, that's amazing.
Anyway, so yeah, it was very entertaining. And the concert scenes, Jay, they were amazing. Reminiscent of Taylor Swift. Yes, reminiscent. Not just totally ripped off, but okay. I love how at the end it gives you this feeling of fear that there's other serial killers out there who are masterminds that constantly outsmart the cops and are too witty to be arrested. Too witty to be arrested. He gets caught in the stupidest way possible. I ate drugged pie and got tricked by an FBI lady who's pretending to be my mom. But yes, he's clearly a very dangerous villain. I love how the serial killer was a family man who fooled everyone. You mean like every serial killer that hides in plain sight? You know, the huge laundry list of people that have been serial killers and still upstanding, well-respected members of the community?
Well, and the big twist is that, like, he's not hiding in plain sight. His wife has figured it out at some point.
Yes.
Like, that's kind of the big twist.
Yes. And he's too smart, Jay. For the FBI to even catch and arrest, even though they do catch him and arrest him. And they, like I said, they catch him in the stupidest way possible. But yeah, Jay, that's the top review for this. But Better Watch Out is a 1-star movie, Jay.
Oh my God.
This is a 5-star amazing movie. And, you know, about midway through, I figured out who the serial killer was.
Like, maybe if you had avoided... trailers, maybe. And also the idea that, like, there's other serial killers out there. Mm-hmm. That was also a thought I had, was I'm like, oh, are there, like, because he has like a rabbit tattooed, and I'm like, is it like a Zodiac thing, and he's part of like a coterie of like Zodiac themed killers? Like,
that would have been interesting, but no, that's never brought up at all.
No, it's just out there, especially because like at one point I think they're even talking about the FBI, like the lead FBI agent, and she says something like, Or I think the t-shirt said, it was like, yeah, she's caught like 8 of these sickos before. And I'm like, and so that's where I'm like, oh, is she on the track for like 12? Like there's...
Mm-hmm. Nope, never mentioned again.
Yep.
Oh, and you know what really fucking pissed me off? They telegraph this stupid phrase that Lady Raven says over and over again. There's negative people in your life, Jay. You got to release them. You just got to tell them I release you. And it's like it pans on their faces at the end when for some reason the FBI allows him to say goodbye to his daughter, even though he's a brutal serial killer, but whatever. The, bearing our suspense of disbelief on that, he's like talking to her or whatever. And I was just waiting for her to be like, I release you, Dad.
Yeah, I was
over and over again. And it never happens because M. Night Shyamalan is a hack. He literally writes characters like they've never spoken before. This dialogue is fucking insane. But you want to know, so you know how we talked about how engagement is like a fraction of the amount of people who actually use a piece of content on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
373 people found this review helpful, Jay.
Oh, no.
That's how many, so multiply that by 10 probably, and that's how many people were tricked into seeing Trap because of this review.
And then to think none of them went back and removed their thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jay, you could be like, that's just an isolated incident, one person liked this movie. Second review, 5 stars. Firstly, I really do not get the 1-star reviews this film is getting, Jay. Potential spoilers. Finally, a film that is worthy of your time, money, and cinematic craving.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, you weirdo. What are you talking about?
My cinematic craving.
Great performances. Josh Hartnett is brilliant. Josh Hartnett is brilliant, but he is not brilliant in this
no,
movie.
No. As my wife has said, she's glad he's getting work. Like,
and M. Night Shyamalan gives a visually stunning cinematic thriller. I did not find anything particularly visually stunning about this movie.
The concert movie I'm excited for this year, the concert horror movie I'm excited for this year, is Smile 2.
Mm-hmm.
That looks terrifying.
That does look really cool. This does not. I don't. I mean, it was okay, but the concert is shot weird. It's kind of like the entire camera's on like a tripod the entire time, and it never moves when the concert footage is happening. So it feels like he's literally just like taping it from the audience. Like, I went to my daughter's show and taped it for you guys. All right. A visually stunning cinematic thriller that demands your full and unbroken attention. Does it really, though? I mean, it was pretty easy to follow if we're talking about a twist and turn type movie. I found the whole viewing experience to be thrilling, and my eyes were treated to superb cinematography. Is this M. Night Shyamalan?
So the first one was Lady Raven, and this one's M. Night himself.
Superb cinematography, a suitable but highly effective score, and again, incredible performances from the entire cast. One of the best films so far this year, perhaps one of the best films ever made.
Oh, no.
Seeing it, I will be seeing it again and again. The only thing that I felt was slightly lacking was that I wanted a more intense, perhaps more brutal third act. Still saying that, I loved every minute. Well worth the watch, and finally something I can call a cinematic experience worthy of the silver screen. Ugh.
I also wanted like a more brutal third act, yes. But
we also wanted something good to happen at the end, but yeah. It didn't. Yeah, so you know, we don't disagree totally. 101 people found this helpful.
Oh God!
And you know,
I still there's a TikTok user who like like Jigsaw Girl or something like that. She's a big Saw fan. And she, I even posted like a, I think is in Saw X. Like it has like a brief cameo in Saw X. But like posted a 14 minute, like just what is this movie like review. And I watched maybe 5 minutes of it and I'm like, well, I've not seen it yet, but no, I completely agree with everything that's been said. Like, And then also the one that that my wife told you about, Jim, the one where the person's like, you know, I've never walked out of a movie before and I've seen Trap twice. Like,
oh, I just I knew as soon as we saw the trailer for this movie, I'm like, well, that's going to be garbage. And Jay's like, yeah, probably. And I think your wife had some genuine hope that it might be good.
No, she did. She was she was hoping it was going to be good, and she was very let down that it wasn't.
But I've learned to never trust M. Night Shyamalan again after, well, I mean, The Village is what really killed it for me, but after The Visit, that was what really sent me over the edge. I was like, no, never trusting this guy again. And let's not, that's just talking about his own movies. I don't even talk about The Last Airbender because we could talk about that travesty all day.
But like trailer wise, you know, when you went, I didn't really see anything new. You know, I think there was a trailer for Smile 2.
I did see another trailer for that Slingshot movie coming out at the end of the month. That looked kind of interesting.
Yeah, that movie looks weird.
A little bit of space body horror, it seems like.
So what was the other? It was basically all stuff I've seen trailers for. So I think it was Smile 2, and oh, what's that other one? I'm gonna sit here and try to
Speak
think of
No
it.
Evil.
Yeah, Speak No one. Evil. Yeah. Yep.
You want to know? I had a terrible thought, Jay, because of course, spoilers again. He does escape at the end because he somehow pocketed a bicycle spoke to pick his handcuffs with.
Yep.
And this is bearing in mind the fact that he knocks out not one but two trained SWAT officers somehow without getting himself killed, and he infiltrates the limousine driver, and then somehow slips out of the limousine when the angry mob comes to save Lady Raven,
which is wild.
But bearing all that aside, so they're talking about this, and I thought at the end, so he escaped. He's going to show up in Split 2 or Glass 2 or Unbreakable 3 or whatever.
I see that. I don't know if they're going to do that or if they're going to do a Trap 2.
If they do a Trap 2, I'm just, that's too far.
So many people have seen this movie. I think partially people who are like, oh, I hate M. Night Shyamalan. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to hate watch this. And, you know, then a handful of people who are like, oh, you know, this might be good. And then, you know, the sickos out there who love M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, my God. These, you know what, Jay? I have a feeling these sickos are the same people who love Rebel Moon.
And then, you know, and then, like, no one's going to go see Trap 2. I think that's going to be the thing. Is like, yeah. They're going to spend a whole bunch of money. Like, some studio's going to pick this up. And be like, you know what? Trap did great. Like, well, let's do Trap 2. Let's give M. Night a bunch of money to make Trap 2. And then people are going to be like, no, I didn't like Trap. Why am I going to go see a second Trap?
I mean, realistically, if you factor in advertising plus the budget of Trap, it's barely broken even. I think it's at like $62 million right now, and it costs $30 million to make. Plus, they say you should usually double that for advertising.
So, yeah. Anyway, it was not great. Favorite character, Jeff?
Oh, Cooper, obviously. No. Jamie, the t-shirt guy, is my favorite.
No, he was the star of the movie. And then yeah, he's one of those like true crime fans.
Yeah.
So he's been tracking the butcher this whole time. So like he's talking to the butcher about the butcher, and then the movie ends. You get this mid-credit scene, and he's sitting down, like he's like, "All right, like time to watch the news." And they're like talking about the butcher, and then they show a picture of Josh Hartnett, and he's just like, "What the fuck?" Like, you just can't believe it that he was literally, like, talking to the guy who potentially helped him escape.
Yes, that was the only entertaining part for me, was Jamie's scenes and then, yeah, his cameo in the mid-credits scene.
Like, star of the movie, hands down.
Oh, God, that was a rough one.
I guess we gotta do it. Oh, were there really any kills? I was gonna say, I think we do favorite kill, but I can't really... Yeah. Think of any like kill.
There really isn't anything, which is sad for a serial killer movie.
But certainly for favorite, or I guess you know, neither of us want to find this in our stocking on Christmas.
No,
like yeah, don't stuff this in my stocking. This would be like a lump of coal. Like
it's bad.
Yeah. So that was the most recent experience from M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, it was an experience, Jay.
We experienced that experience.
It was such an experience. In fact, I have no desire to have an experience like that ever again.
Until the next one.
Just because it was so special. Damn you, Jay. Damn you. If you want to watch a movie that doesn't make you want to pull your hair out and has a decent twist, although I saw this twist coming, but I don't judge that too harshly because I watch so many movies that they become commonplace now to recognize all these signs of twists. But The Watchers from his, I believe his middle daughter, it's a way better movie than this.
That's everything I've heard. Like that, you know, in their first movie, the middle Shyamalan daughter made a better movie than her dad's made in years.
Yes, like, last 25 years easily.
Since The Sixth Sense, like.
And rewatching The Sixth Sense, you see a lot of foreshadowing of future Shyamalanisms. Now that you've had more experience.
Well, do we want to do anything else, or do you just want to wrap up us getting trapped at this concert?
Oh, I don't know, Jay. Do you have any other ideas?
Real fast. I do think it's very funny that they caught a serial killer at a screening of Trap.
Yeah.
Like,
that was interesting.
Is that viral marketing, or did that really happen? Like, that's my big question.
Yeah, well, the world may never know. Oh, we got to say what we're watching next.
Oh, yeah. Next episode, we're going to be doing, I believe, the Norwegian horror film Christmas Blood. I think it's a Killer Santa serial killer kind of movie. So, streaming on Tubi and stuff.
Indeed. Well, Jay, I guess we could just all wrap up here. Uh-oh. This was actually a double trap.
No,
you thought you were trapping me, but I actually trapped you. It's I, the Game Master, Jay.
Oh, shit.
And guess what? You're going to find out what Disney villain is your soulmate. Oh,
I hope it's Gaston.
I mean, I think mine is Hades without taking the quiz. We'll see. All right, Jay. You got to choose what you looked like in your past life. There's four pictures of various women here. I'm going to let Jay pick.
Ooh, all right. So we got like a pretty lady with Asian hair. What the hell? A pretty lady with curly hair. We got this girl wearing a hat. We've got like a lady with curly hair and a white shirt. Oh, man, these are pretty generic women.
Kind of generic basic bitch were you in the past, Jay? Get your pumpkin spice latte.
Let's go bottom right. Why not?
Bottom right. All right. Okay. Which city did you live in, Jay? New Orleans, Baghdad, Provence, or Athens?
Oh, well, I mean, see, now I can just lean this quiz the way I want it. Provence.
Provence. What was your profession, Jay? Were you a princess? Is that really a profession? A goddess? Again, that's not a profession. A psychic? I guess that's a profession. And a pirate. Okay, so 2 out of 4. Not bad, BuzzFeed.
Let's see. A goddess, a princess. Probably neither of those. A psychic or a pirate. I want to be a pirate. Why not?
All right. What kind of pet did you have, Jay? Did you have twin snakes named Pain and Panic? I think you're leaning into that one. A tiger named Jewel, a frog named Dart, or an orca named Bimbet? Jay's like, I love an orca named Bimbet.
Yeah, I do love an orca named Bimbet. Why not?
Okay. Where did you live, Jay?
Did you already ask this?
Yes. See... They wanted to know what country you lived in and what city, but now you're going to pick an actual house.
Bottom left.
Bottom left. Cozy English cottage, yep. Looks like.
The kind that Belle might live in.
Would you like a green dress, a black dress, a white dress, or a red dress, Jay?
Oh, man. I'd probably, black goes with everything.
All right. And lastly, what was your middle name in your past life? Adonis, Alhubi, Manon, or Charlotte? one of these things is not like the other, Jay.
I guess Charlotte? I don't know.
Yep, Gaston.
Ah, yes. Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston. Looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here wants to be you, Gaston, even when taking your love. Disney's going to sue us for this.
Oh, Jay. Jay, Jay, Jay.
His name's G-A-S-T.
Do you have a favorite color, Jay?
I do.
All right, don't tell us.
Oh, okay.
BuzzFeed is going to guess it.
All right.
Based on you watching a show from each decade.
Okay.
All right, Jay. You're watching TV in the 60s. What do you want to watch? Bewitched, Days of Our Lives, Hawaii Five-0, I Dream of Jeannie, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You, or The Brady Bunch?
Okay. Well, let's take away like half of those. I'm down to Jeannie, Bewitched, and Scooby-Doo.
Hmm.
I'll probably cut out Jeannie because it's... I prefer Bewitched to Jeannie. But I think I gotta go Scooby-Doo.
All right, you're in the 70s now. You want to watch All in the Family, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, Saturday Night Live, or Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman! Let's go Happy Days.
Choose a show from the 1980s.
The classic Fonzie line. He's like, "Hey, watch me jump over this shark."
Yeah, he did do that, didn't he?
And the show just got better from there on out.
It was great. Do you want to watch Cheers, Jay, Full House, Murder, She Wrote, which obviously she was killing everybody in that show. But yeah, whatever.
She was secretly the killer.
Seinfeld, The Simpsons, or Who's the Boss?
Wait, this is the were Seinfeld and The Simpsons? I guess like The Simpsons was early. It was Seinfeld the 80s?
Apparently.
Oh man!
Unless BuzzFeed is just high on crack, that's also possible.
I mean, it's The Simpsons. It's the those first like 11 seasons are some of the greatest TV of all time.
All right, Jay. The 90s. Do you want Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Do you want Friends, Home Improvement, Law and Order, Sex and the City, or The X Files?
Ooh, down to Buffy or X Files. Ooh, I do like Buffy. The thing is, like, I've seen a lot of Buffy. I've not seen a ton of The X-Files. So, like, if given the option, I'd probably want to watch X-Files to, like, see more of it.
Okay. All right, Jay, you're in the 2000s now. You want to watch Breaking Bad, Grey's Anatomy, Lost, Modern Family, Supernatural, or The Office?
I guess, out of those, Supernatural.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
I want to see what the Winchester boys are up to.
Exactly. Choose a show from the 2010s, Jay. Black Mirror, Peaky Blinders, The Boys, Stranger Things, You, or Game of Thrones?
Can I pass?
Nope, you gotta pick. Otherwise, we'll never know what your favorite color is.
I have not watched any of
this. This is why this is a trap, Jay.
I get everything I've heard about The Boys makes it sound pretty good. I'd probably watch The Boys.
The Boys is pretty good. All right, Jay, now you got to choose a show for the 2020s.
Oh, there's like 10 shows.
Like. You would think that, but there's actually a shitload. Bridgerton, Only Murderers in the Building, The Bear, Wednesday, Squid Game, or House of the Dragon?
I mean,
you've talked about two of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, I do. It wouldn't be Wednesday. I didn't enjoy it. Like, I'm going to watch Wednesday season two, but I don't really enjoy Wednesday. Bridgerton is a fun show. I annoy my wife being like, "Oh, Lady Whistledown."
You've talked about Only Murders in the Building
but
before,
yeah,
too.
Only Murders in the Building has both Steve Martin and Martin Short. The Martins, as I call them.
The Martins.
and Martin Short's great in everything. Steve Martin's great in everything. Only Murders in the Building.
Okay. All right, Jay. Now let us know your favorite color.
Green.
It's red.
Oh.
You're wrong about your favorite color, Jay.
Classic me, not knowing what my favorite color is.
Anyway, that's the end of my trap. I think I've tortured you long enough.
All right. The double trap ends. Wouldn't it be wild if there was a triple trap?
Oh, God. Don't tell me.
There's not.
Oh, thank God.
If you want to get in touch with us on social media or send us an email, we're horrortheholidays@gmail.com. And we are all the places at horror, the number four holidays. That's horror for holidays.
Mm. Yes, youtube.com/horrortheholidays. Hit the subscribe button. Ring the bell. We didn't mention this during, but we actually just got done making our guest appearance on Totally Rad Christmas, so be watching out for that soon.
Yeah, we'll certainly be tagging that and talking more about that once it launches. But yeah, keep an eye out for that. I had a thought when we were like, oh, Spencer would love this. I should have then been like, no, Spencer, you can't know about other podcasts.
No. Spencer's our fan.
We don't want Jerry D to take our only fan.
We have fan.
But no, seriously, check it out. Jerry's great. Really funny show. Blast of a topic. Just, you know, 80s decade Christmas specials and stuff like that. So
oh, yeah, you'll love it, I'm sure. Probably more than our show.
Yep.
See you later.
This is the last episode. Well, like, in about a month, it'll be the last episode of Horror for the Holidays. As all of our fans jump over to Totally Rad Christmas.
Hell no, Jay. We're going to keep doing this forever.
Oh,
forever.
Man. I'm already halfway there.
Halfway there.
Thumbs up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Do the things.
Leave a comment.
The podcatchers. Use the 5-star review feature to let us know how stupid we are. Let us know how this movie, Trap, is really a masterpiece from your favorite director.
Yeah, 5-star review. These idiots don't know anything about movies. Trap is a masterpiece.
Well, I mean, according to Google, we're totally wrong.
We've been wrong 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Trap sucks. Or no, Trap's great.
Better Watch Out sucks. Yep. Oh, well, I think we'll wrap this up. Like we said, the best way to get in contact with us is on YouTube or on the Podcatcher comments or at our email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. And tell a friend about the show. It's the most effective way to grow the audience and grow the fandom.
Absolutely. Otherwise, we'll see you next week with Christmas Blood. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.